If you have your Bible with you, you want to follow along. Eventually, I'm going to get to this passage of Scripture, Philippians chapter 3. I mentioned earlier that we are the last Sunday of a year. We kind of a pivotal point. Maybe you could say a teeter-totter. You're creeping towards that point where you tip it over. New year begins, the old year ends. I want us to reflect this morning, as well as project. Reflections on the past and projections for the future. The songwriter said, "When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their lands and gold," you don't do that, do you? "think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings wealth can never buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be disheartened. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." Have you done that? Count your blessings, name them. A year has gone by. 362 days since the last New Year's Day resolutions. 362 days of things to recollect, things to remember, things to reflect on. Some of those things might bring frowns and sorrows, maybe even some tears. You look around the room this morning, some have had automobile accidents. Sad times, frowns, sorrows, maybe some tears have been shed. But when you think about that in itself, all the miles that have been traveled, I wish that I could calculate all the miles that have been traveled by the people that are sitting here or normally would be seated here this morning. You know, there's how many trips to Florida, how many trips to Texas, how many trips, I know I've made two to Pennsylvania. Actually, I made three to Pennsylvania, two for family and one for Terry. Trip to Arizona or Colorado and Arizona. My goodness, look back there at Black Cast and the miles just rapidly add up. And on we could go. The miles that have been traveled and the minor accidents that have been experienced, we have not had a loss of life or serious injury. It's incredible. How many trips to Canada in the past year? You know, the miles add up within this congregation without serious injury or loss of life. I know sometimes we look at things that have happened, we have sorrows, we have sadness, appliances have failed. You know, the tires have been flat. Batteries have died, brakes have gone out. Sickness, there's flus, there's colds, there's headaches, there's toothaches, joints and bone bone pains and birthdays that have come, surgeries that have been experienced. There's been funerals to endure, loved ones that have gone from this scene, some of them before their time by our standards. I've been to two funerals of my cousins, both of them younger than me, this year. One of them served God faithfully. One of them died an alcoholic's death. The sadness. The heartbreak. It brings fresh tears at times when you remember the sadness of the year past, those that have passed on. You look around you. You come in contact with people and you see that in the midst of the last year, relationships have failed. Homes have been broken. Hearts that hurt. We can see kids whose lives have been damaged in the last year because of drugs and alcohol and pornography. Maybe not just from their parents' use, but from their own use. You see their lives being broken. Now, I know we'd like to sweep all of those things under the rug. We want to keep those in the swept away somewhere. We only want to reflect on the good things, on the good times. But our reflections will invariably, they must include and will include the sadness and the sorrows and the tears, the breaking hearts. Sometimes we need to reflect on the trouble of the past, so that we can see more clearly the future. So that we can see more clearly the future. Somebody shared a nugget of truth recently. It was the picture of people carrying their cross. Walking in life's journey, carrying their cross, when one person decided that their cross was too heavy and asked God, can I chop off a part of it? It's a little heavy. Can I lighten the load a little bit? Chop off a little bit of the end of my cross. And so he chopped it off and went on his way carrying his shortened cross, rejoicing in the lighter load. And down the pathway a little bit further, the load seemed to get a little heavy again, and so the person carrying the cross asked God if it was possible to chop off some more, lighten the load a little bit, and so they chopped off some more and went on the way rejoicing again. Oh, how nice it is. Thank you, God, for easing the burden. Thank you, God, for making my cross easier to bear. Up ahead, there was a chasm that needed to be crossed. And as people approached the chasm, they were able to take their cross and lay it down and use it as a bridge. But this one person who had the chopped off cross found that his cross was too short. He didn't have what it took to make it across that deep chasm. We count our blessings. We rejoice in our blessed status of being one of God's choice sons or daughters. Do you ever think about it that way? That you and I are His choice people. The Bible's full of words like blessed are they, blessed is He, blessed are the followers of God. Wonderful Christmas, I'm sure, has been experienced by all of us, and perhaps most of us have had more gifts around or under the tree than what we deserve. You know, look at our blessings. We have houses to live in that have roofs that are sealed. They're not leaking. Houses that have thermopane windows. Brick or siding for the exterior. Insulation in the walls. Wood to burn for heat. Or gas, oil, electricity for heat. Whatever it is that you use. We can walk in and flip a light switch or plug something into an outlet. We have electricity that is on more than it's off. Oh, there's times that it goes off, but it's a rarity in relationship to time. Think about the bed that you had to sleep in with sheets and blankets and comforters and pillows. Have you ever seen somebody have to roll out their banana mat and sleep on the hard banana mat on a hard floor? Plenty of clothes to wear. And then when we wear them, we have appliances that we can use to clean them, to wash and dry them. Do you ever think about indoor plumbing? The generation that I'm from and younger probably doesn't think too often about indoor plumbing because it's always been, at least for most of us. I have a memory in my mind that we didn't have indoor plumbing. Our running water was however fast we could carry it. You've heard that. Jugs, gallon jugs, 5-gallon buckets. Did the drywall in the house. We saved all those 5-gallon buckets from the mudding. We cleaned them up. We used them to carry water. A path that led to the bathroom outside somewhere. Even if it was 0 degrees or 10 below. Thank God this morning for indoor plumbing. What about the cars and the trucks and the SUVs that we drive? We can drive them pretty much anywhere that we need to go. They may not always get us where we want to go, but they get us to where we need to go. Some of us have enough sitting in our driveways that it looks like a used car lot or maybe a used parts lot. It doesn't matter. We have a lot of stuff. We have many blessings. A lot of us have been able to do in the last year the things that we enjoy doing or we love to do. Fishing, camping, horseback riding, hunting, playing ball, crafts, scrapbooking. What is it that I've missed that you enjoy doing? That you've been able to do in the last year. You think about the things that we enjoy doing. What about the things that we may not enjoy doing? Jobs. Work. But then there's also the times with families. We have our families. We have our friends. Perhaps in the last year you've made new friends. And you've been blessed by those new friendships. Blessings of all sizes and shapes, no pun intended. Songwriter said, we are so blessed by the gifts from your hand. He said, we are so blessed by the things you have done, the victories we've won, and what you've brought us through. We are so blessed. Somebody else said, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. But can we thank the Lord? Can we thank God for sadness, for sorrows, for tears, for troubles? Can we thank God for the cross that He's asked us to carry, realizing that sometimes I just need that little extra now in order to make it later. That God is using something in the cross now to prepare me for what is needed later. Thinking about that story of the person carrying the cross. If they'd carried their cross without chopping away at it, seeking a lighter load for the present, then it would have been long enough, it would have been able to help them cross the deep chasm that was in the future. Isn't it true? Do we not believe that God's word tells us that he uses everything for our good? All things. Even though we can't see the benefit from it. Even though we don't understand his hand in it. We must believe that all things work together. Sometimes we may never realize how it works for our benefit. Have you ever struggled with that? Lord, I don't know why you've done this. I don't know why you've allowed this. But all things work together. We reflect on the past. Scripture says, count it all joy. And then there's a negative. Scripture says to rejoice evermore. In everything give thanks. But as we live here on this 29th day of December, just a few more days remaining in this year, we could say that we're living on a fence. We're living at the center point of the teeter-totter. A year past and a new year before us. What does the new year hold if Jesus tarries? If Jesus tarries, what does the new year hold? What of the tomorrows? What of the next 365 days? Do you have any projections? Do you have any plans? What are your hopes for the new year? Now, I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions exactly. I'm talking about what are your hopes? What are your projections for the new year? Someone may say, well, I want to, in this next year, get my driver's license. Or in this next year, I want to graduate from high school or college or maybe kindergarten. I want to lose weight or I want to get in shape. I want a boyfriend or I want a girlfriend or I want to keep my boyfriend or keep my girlfriend. Maybe somebody says, I want to get engaged or I want to get married. I want to start a family or I want to grow my family. I want a new vehicle or at least a different vehicle. Your projections or your hopes. Someone may even say, I want to build a bigger barn. Now, we probably shy away from that one because of what the biblical parable is. We won't quite say it that way, I want to build a bigger barn. But do all of our projections or all of our hopes for the coming year, do they have to do with personal gains, personal pleasures? Does our list only include those things that I want and the things that I want to do? You know, I want this and I want that. It's kind of a different kind of a Christmas list. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, you can follow there. I'm going to give it to you in the Amplified. You have your King James perhaps in front of you. But midway through the 13th verse, listen to what he has to say. One thing I do, it is my one aspiration. I like that word, aspiration. It is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. Now, the New American Standard says the upward call. You see how it differs from the King James. It speaks about a high calling. I like the wording of these other two in the sense that it's an upward call. It's asking us or it's calling us to a higher plane, to a higher level, to something that is above. For 2014, yes, for 2014, there still remains the upward call. The upward call. What are our projections for the future? Paul said his one aspiration was to fulfill the upward calling. His one projection for the future was to fulfill the upward calling. What would that mean for you or for me? What could it mean for me? For some of us, someone listening here this morning, it might mean that they need their hope needs to be in seeking God for forgiveness, for the new birth. It could mean seeking God for a holy heart. Seeking God for an undivided heart. Seeking God for a surrendered heart. Aspirations. To walk closer to God. To aspire to spend more time in prayer. Maybe somebody could seek to be an intercessor this year. I'm not saying that it's for everybody, this entire thing, but what are our aspirations? For some of us, it might be that we would spend more time in Bible study. For some of us, it might mean that we should aspire to forgive. To forgive those who have transgressed against us. Isn't that word forgiveness a strange word? Could I spend time on it this morning? I could spend a lot of time talking about forgiveness. We've watered it down. We've shifted it around. Forgive those who transgress against us. Forgive those who despitefully use us. Forgive those who say all manner of evil against us, truthfully or false. Maybe someone could aspire to love the unlovable. Someone could aspire to care for the uncared for. To be a ray of light in the midst of somebody's dark and dismal world. Somebody said to me this past week, I really care even though I don't show that I care. Do you see the facade that needs to be brushed aside? That inside there's something going on, even though the exterior doesn't show there's any problems, even though the exterior may seem to be a pleasant and happy one, inside there's a heart that is hurting, a heart that is crying. Aspire to be a ray of light. In the midst of their dark and dismal world. Aspirations and projections. What of the tomorrows? What of eternity? Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Projections and aspirations. Aspire. Aspire. What does the word aspire mean? To have a fervent hope or ambition. Only what's done for Christ will aspire, pray for, and then do something about it. One thing that you could aspire to, one thing that every one of us could aspire to, one thing that all of us ought to aspire to have a projection for in 2014. Can I share it with you? Would you mind if I give you a challenge for this year, this coming year before us, the 365 days that make up 2014. What is there to aspire to? What is there to have a projection for? Let me give you something that I believe Christ would have us do, and that would be to lead at least one person to Christ. No. I'm not talking about telling somebody about Jesus. Just one person about Jesus. I'm talking about aspire or project that each one of us would lead at least one person to salvation. Have you ever led somebody to the Lord? Have you ever prayed with somebody to find... I'm talking about somebody that doesn't know Jesus. Now, having said that, moms and dads, it's our responsibility to make sure that we lead our children to Jesus. That is our first aspiration. That is our first decision, first goal, our first projection. Make sure that our children know Jesus and have found salvation. But I believe that projects beyond that, that we should lead somebody else to Christ. Lead them to Christ. And then, disciple that person. Now that's scary for some people, the word discipleship. Me, disciple somebody? You know, really, sometimes all it takes is a text or a phone call on a daily basis. Contact that person to lead them and to allow them to know that you're their new friend. They need new friends. Now, they're old friends and we'll make contact with them every day or so. We need, if you're discipling somebody, you need to make contact with. It doesn't mean that you have to preach to them every day. It doesn't mean that you have to give them God's word every day. But if you could live to them and you could be their friend and make contact with them, whether it's a phone call or a text. It's amazing when the phone bill comes how many texts we make. How many of our texts are contacts to people that need a new friend? How many of our minutes used are used on people that need a new friend? I'm not preaching hard on you this morning. I'm just talking about aspirations, projections. What are our hopes for the new year? I hope to win somebody to Jesus Christ. I hope to lead somebody to salvation. Point them in the direction and then lead them to the cross. Do you have that hope? Reflect on the past. Rejoice in God's provisions and His blessings. Realize that my reasonable service, my heart desire is to tell others about Jesus Christ, to lead someone to salvation through Christ's sacrifice. Bringing in the sheaves, they shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Only what's done for Christ will last. Reflect on the year past. You see the good and the bad. We thank God in everything, knowing that all things work together. That He has His plan for us. His thoughts are only good toward us. All of this stuff bringing into our reflective minds over the past year, may it help us to project for the year ahead to do something more for Jesus Christ. To lead others to know Jesus in a personal, personal way. It's not good enough to do whatever it is that I've always done, but I must do more to lead somebody to Jesus. You will rejoice. If you've never led somebody to Christ, you will rejoice when you have that opportunity. It's blessed in the heart to pray with somebody for salvation. Try it. Projections this year, living closer to God, walking with Him, leading others to Him. Let's stand together this morning. My one aspiration, Paul said, reaching, straining for the upward calling, the higher calling, following his voice. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for your attendance and attention. Don't forget, quickly after the service, meeting together for choir practice. 15, 16 years and up. Everybody that's able to, please help us out. Make more in the choir than the congregation. Kyla, would you dismiss us in prayer?